This hearing of the special magistrate of the code enforcement of the city of Cala to order. If everybody will stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic where it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with justice for all.
Good morning. I'll approve the previous minutes as submitted if we would swear in the officers who are going to testify here today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence we give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Rich, I know we have several folks here, so however you would like to proceed.
Thank you. Good morning. Chip Rich, the city of Ocala. I'm duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Association of Code Enforcement and have completed 4 levels of training. I've been a code enforcement manager a little over 3 years now. I have extensive law enforcement experience, and I'll be presenting the cases this evening, this morning. If it pleases the magistrate, I have one housekeeping matter that would go under new business. It is in your petition section.
Okay.
Of your
sure.
Your agenda there.
Okay.
It's not online. This is in case COM 100377. The okay. city would respectfully request a petition of the magistrate to amend the previous findings of fact, conclusion of law, and order by the previous magistrate, which I've provided for you there.
Okay.
If you focus on the order in section 3, the order was to find the respondent guilty of violating city code sections 6261, 6262, 122212, 110, 131, 1220, 1007, in order to remove the motor vehicles not parked upon authorized improved services as required by the code within 14 days, to cease all business operations, activities, and practices at the location within 48 hours. 3, to remove all prohibited signage located at the properties within 48 hours. 4, to submit a site plan to the building and planning departments as required by the code within 30 days. 5, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days. Failing which, and here's where we would like to have the amendment, failing which the building official to remove and terminate the temporary electric power supplied to the business locations. And finally, a fine of $50 per day per violation to be assessed against respondents until compliance has been gained.
Right.
Our problem with the building official to remove and terminate the temporary electric power is that through monitoring this location through the last year, we've determined that she doesn't have the power on in her name. And it would be improper for us to turn the power off and sanction someone else, a disinterested party in this case, meaning the owner of the building that she is operating her business out of. Therefore, the city would like to have that portion amended in the order and affirm the rest of the order.
Okay, so the city is request that walk me through this here. I'm sorry. The city is requesting that we amend the order
just reduce the portion that requires the building official to remove and terminate the temporary electric power supply to the business.
Okay. And
so the amended order would be failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation to be assessed against the respondent until compliance has been gained.
Okay, and now you're saying the power is not in the respondent's name.
Correct. The power is supplied there by the owner of the property.
Okay.
Who apparently supplies the power to all of the businesses at that location as part of his lease agreement, what have you.
Okay. Okay, and then I gather this is what we received this letter for.
Yes, and she sent the letter addressing the magistrate in this matter.
Uh,
I was also informed by staff that the building official in this situation would not be able to remove the power or terminate the temporary electric power supply here.
Okay.
Without it being a public safety risk. And we, you know, we don't have that in this situation.
Okay. And is this a shopping center or something?
It's a strip plaza, like a little strip office.
Okay. Well, I just... So she's operating a business without a occupational license?
She's operating a business without her business tax certificate.
Uh-huh.
She's operating business in an area that's not approved to operate the business.
Okay.
And she has not submitted a site plan or anything else to get approval. We've been working on this for a little more than 2 years now, trying to be in compliance here.
Okay.
We've had this order in place since June of last year.
Right. Okay. Well, if the city doesn't feel that they can, with the correct authority, terminate the temporary electric power supply to the business locations, I'll amend the order accordingly.
Okay. Thank you very much. If it pleases the magistrate, I'd move on to cases where we have some people present this morning.
Sure.
The first case would be the City of Ocala versus Mary Haston and GMAC Mortgage, LLC, COM 110568.
Okay.
So give me just a moment to catch up with you. Do you need me to wait a minute? You need to go get a drink of water or anything?
I got water.
Okay. That's our first respondent there, so I want to make sure she's going to be able to speak. This is a case brought by Inspector Officer Lorraine Kennedy of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The case location is at 2431 Northeast 2nd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We have one remaining violation of Section 3432 Water Collections. The parcel ID is 24949-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 4/11/2011 for the NOV and 5/2/2011 for the NOH. We legally posted the property on 4/29/2011 for the NOV and the NOH. For additional correspondence in this case, we have the assignment of mortgage, the SunBiz report, less pendants, and the deed request. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed there has been a less pendants filed with the clerk of the court's office for the property, and the bank was added to the case. At some point, some of the violations were cleared up. However, the pool remains in violation, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to resolve violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I've included copies of the problem in your photo presentation on page 4 of 5 at the bottom and at the top. That green unmaintained pool there.
Right.
Also on 4-4. And we do have a staff recommendation. Officer Kennedy is present to testify if required.
Okay. Well, let's have Officer Kennedy come up and tell us about what the situation is here.
Could you state your name for the record?
Lorraine Kennedy.
Could you explain if these pictures are accurate and what's out there as you've observed?
They are accurate. The pool still looks like that. The grass has been cut, and that's about it.
Haven't been able to get resolved by the movie. I would point out that we were given this morning a letter from the respondent from her...
There it goes. Yep.
From the mortgage company stating, and I'll read it into the record, we've been informed the above reference, well, this is from GMAC Mortgage to the respondent. We have been informed that the above referenced property is vacant and will be sending a representative to the property within 7 days to rekey and winterize if applicable. We are taking this action for the protection of our security under the terms of the mortgage deed of trust.
Okay.
If you are maintaining the property, please contact the collections department, and it gives a phone number there. And this was on 4/26/2011. So they've apparently taken some action, but they haven't taken all required actions. They've rekeyed the house. The respondent can't get into it.
Okay.
And therefore, we'd like to present our staff recommendation. However, we do have a respondent here.
Okay, well, let's hear from the respondent.
Oh, I have this problem. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize. Mary Haston.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, state your name and address for the record.
Mary Haston, 5205 Southeast 31st Street, Apartment A, Ocala, 34480.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Haston.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
What do you want to tell us about this here today?
I've been dealing with GMAC since August of 2009.
Okay.
Because I couldn't get modifications. I tried three or four times. I've done everything they asked me to do. I put it on sale for a year with Century 21 for a short sale, because after my husband passed away, I realized a year and a half after his insurance is gone, and started using my head instead of my heart, that I couldn't keep it up. And so I tried to work with them to get something done, if possible. I understand their point. They've got to have the money. You know, I understand that. But they didn't even seem to try to work with me. We did have a sale in end of November, 1st of December. We signed the papers and everything. But after I went out and got an apartment and put a deposit on one, you know, because she wanted me out by December 31st, I found out that she had so many days to turn it down.
Oh, okay.
And so she did turn it down.
Okay.
And there's been a couple of other offers, I know at least two, since then, that they refused to take. And I notified them in February that I moved out February the 1st.
Okay.
I had my apartment ready. I says, well, you know, they keep telling me, well, it's in foreclosure. I could have been kicked out any day, of course.
Right.
And so I went ahead, since I had already put the deposit on the apartment, I went ahead and moved out.
Okay.
And physically, I'm not able to do the work.
Okay.
And I don't have any, per se, family to do it for me.
Okay.
And I used up all my life insurance to keep it up for however long I was, well, from June of 2008 till November of 2009.
Right.
That knowing really in the back of my head that I couldn't make it. So
couldn't keep it up.
That's basically it.
Okay. All right. Well, the city has requested a violation against you because there has not been a foreclosure sale yet, and you're still the title holder to the property.
Right. I understand that.
Okay. And then they've requested a violation from the bank because I gather the mortgage was enacted after the city's ordinance making mortgage holders responsible. Okay. What they'll do is the city, if we find you guilty of the violation here today, what the city will do is they'll go in and clean it up and assess the fines and fees against you and the mortgage company. Okay? Don't know how the city proceeds in collection efforts in this regard.
What generally happens is that the mortgage company, when they find an owner for the property, settles up with the city on the outstanding lien. So
okay.
That's why we like to include them from the beginning, because that way they've had notice from us all the way from the beginning of the proceedings.
Okay, so
they'll settle up with us on another time, and generally it's when they go to resell the property.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've told them everything as we went.
Sure.
I've kept them up to date. I told them I couldn't do it.
Right.
I'm on Social Security and I can't afford it.
No, I understand that. And
they've basically excluded her from the property now. their letter, which we'll also be including in the case file.
Okay. All right. Well, so Ms. Hasten, so you understand the city's recommendation in this is, Mr. Rich?
I'll read it for us for the record. Excuse me.
The city's recommendation be to find the respondent guilty of violation of city code section 3432, order to one, drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, and two, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And the $50 fine is consistent with what we charge businesses versus individuals.
Okay, okay. So if I adopt this recommendation, what the city's gonna do is just gonna go in and if the mortgage company doesn't get the place cleaned up, they're gonna go in and clean up the place, and you're gonna place a lien against the property.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so that's sort of what the situation is going to be.
I told them that there would be a lien against the property.
Okay.
If it wasn't taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean.
Okay. Your name's going to be on it as well because you're the property owner, though.
I
need you to understand that. Okay.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Well, I will adopt the city's recommendation then and order that the city find the respondents guilty of violating city code section 3432, order to drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, and pay the administrative cost of $125 all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Will TMAC be notified of this?
Yes, ma'am. They'll get a copy of my order, as will you. You will get a copy of my order as well, as far as this goes. Okay? All right. Well, thank you for coming today, and sorry about the situation.
Have a great day. Please, magistrate, and move on to the agenda. We have some additional persons present this morning. They're similarly situated.
Okay.
Between themselves and a bank on a foreclosure.
Sure.
This would be COM 110512, City of Ocala versus Lance P. Owenby and Wells Fargo Financial Systems, Florida, Inc.
Okay. I think it's 11-0510, just to keep the record.
I'm sorry, I apologize. No. To correct the record, COM 110510, correct.
Okay. Okay.
I need just a minute to catch up with you here. This is a case brought by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, a city in a location of 1507 Northeast 12th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, and section 90, apologize, that's a mistype there. That'd be section 34, 141 through 145. Definition and requirements for registration of properties in foreclosure. The parcel ID is 2594-003-009. Legal service was obtained on 4-4-2011 for the NOV, 5-9-2011 for the NOH. We posted the property at 3-30-2011 for the NOV and 5-6-2011 for the NOH. As additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report for the bank and a copy of the Les Pennants. A summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code, as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property has a Les Pennants filed upon it at the clerk of the court's office, and the bank was added to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to work with the respondents to resolve the violations of the code have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. Staff has a staff recommendation. I've also included photographs at the end of your presentation to indicate the property as of 5/23. Officer Kennedy is present and prepared to testify to the authentication of the photographs if necessary, and we do have a respondent present.
Okay, well, let's bring Officer Kennedy up.
Lorraine, can you testify that these photographs are true and accurate? This situation, as you noticed, can you photograph it on site?
Yes, they are.
And these were exposed on 5/23, just a couple days ago, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You haven't been notified of any additional changes since then?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank
you. Did you have any further questions?
No, not at this time. Let me go ahead and get the respondents up and see what's going on.
You know how it goes now.
My name is Carla Owenby.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Please state your name and address for me.
Okay, my name is Carla Owenby. My address is 1612 Northeast 25th Avenue, Lot 65, Ocala, Florida, 34470.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Owenby. How are you?
Okay. Well, honestly, if I had a lawnmower, I would have gone and mowed it down. I really would have, but I can't get mine crank. I can't even mow my grass. I've been having a neighbor boy do it right now. There's a big sign on the door saying who's being managed by. I called them about four times, and they said they were going to take care of the problem, but yet they haven't as of yet.
Okay.
Before we went into foreclosure, we did everything we could to work with the bank, and to get a modification loan, they wanted me to send them $4,000. If I had $4,000, I could have sent them the payment, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, that didn't help at all. So we had an opportunity to move out where we only had lot rent to pay. We didn't have a choice but to take it because we were going to put out anyway. So.
Right. Okay. Okay. I understand. Mr. Rich, if you want to kind of go over the recommendation of the city and how that's going to work.
Staff recommendation will be to find respondents guilty of violating City Code Section 3495. And 34141 through 145, order to 1, cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, 2, register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and 3, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day and the city to do the cleanup work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And that's all consistent with what we typically do in these situations with the bank and being a business.
Okay. And Ms. Owenby, you understand that you're going to be found guilty of the violation as well, and then the city is going to assess a lien against the property?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's the case, then hopefully that'll get the bank's attention and they'll do something about this. If not, the city will come clean it up so the property is all right and safe and so on and so forth, and then you heard how the city's general policy is to try and collect it if, when the bank eventually gets through the foreclosure, which I know has been going on for quite some time. So I will adopt the city's recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3495 and 34141 through 145, order to cut and clean up the property, properly remove any junk and debris, and register the properties required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and pay the administrative cost of $125 within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city do the cleanup work utilizing any means required, with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Thank you for coming today, and wish you the best.
All right, thank you.
Please, magistrate, we'd go to the beginning of the agenda at this time. Seeing that we have no further respondents available to testify in cases this morning.
Okay.
That would be case COM 110501. This is a case brought by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala versus the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for violations of Section 3432, water collections, 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 24884-000-00. Legal services obtained on 4-4-2011 for the NOV, and the NOH, last word from the post office, was out for pickup. We posted the property on 5-6-2011 for the NOH. Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code as stated. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to resolve the violations through the respondent have failed and the violations remain. I have included photographs for you in the presentation at the end. We have a situation here where we're not asking for demolition of the structure under 181 and 182.
Okay.
However, we are asking for security of the structure under 181 and 182, which is covered under the same chapter of the code. The structure is unsecured as evidenced in the photographs.
Okay.
Got it wide open. And of course, the pool, you can see the the water in there is, needs to be treated, emptied, cleaned, however.
Okay.
And,
It looks like they just quite haven't covered the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think, I'm not positive, but I think that might be the ordinary cover for the pool.
Okay.
And, you know, we just have a problem with the situation of the water that's remaining in there. Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify if need be.
Okay, let's get Officer Kennedy's take on the matter.
Lauren, keep in mind your previous testimony. Did these photographs accurately indicate what's going on out there?
Yep, there's been no change at all.
No change since you've been working with the Secretary of
Housing? Have we gotten any responses from them?
No response, no change.
Okay. And it looks like is it the one of the windows is open and the back door is that
the back slide?
Actually, I take that back. The back right there, they did close that, but the one that's taken through the screen door, that one is open.
Is this locked or just closed?
I didn't go in to see.
So what we need them to do is to ensure the security and then call us back for a reinspection, or then we'll take care of the making sure that it's secure. I would point out that we generally don't get information back from this particular respondent.
I don't.
However, they
not
do
surprised.
Pay. They have in the past paid liens on our cost for taking care of the property. So.
Okay. All right. If you go over the staff recommendation.
The staff recommendation be to find a respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3432, 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order to cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris, drain or treat and clean all standing water collections upon the property, secure the residence building as required to prevent unauthorized entry, and forepay the administrative costs of $125, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the all work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, I'll adopt the city's recommendation then.
Okay. And on the next page of the agenda, if it pleases the magistrate, we'd be going to COM 110502, case of City of Ocala versus EH Pool 1010 LP.
Okay.
This is a case brought by Officer Lorraine Kinney, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The location in the city is 2531 Northeast 1st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violations of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure. Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. Section 82512, barrier required for the pool. And Section 82513, specifications for that barrier. The parcel ID is 24887-000-00. Legal services obtained on 4-8-2011 for the NOV, 5-9-2011 for the NOH. We posted the property on 5-16-2011 for the NOH. For additional correspondence, we've included copies of the SunBiz report and copy of email from the respondent who advised us that they were going to get somebody to take care of it. However, they haven't gotten anybody out there to take care of it. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kinney located this property and found it to be in violation of the city's code as stated. Officer Kinney spoke with the respondent who advised they would have it taken care of and sent an email of that stating the same. However, all attempts to work with the respondent to resolve the violations have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I have included copies of the photographs in your presentation. You see we have an overgrown condition in the yard. We also have a security problem at this residence with the window.
The window?
Yeah, I believe it was just the window. I'm looking through here. The shed is unsecured in the back as well.
Okay. Officer Kennedy.
Sliding glass door.
Yeah, what's sort of the condition of the property at this time? Because you got a variety of different photographs, some with a fence.
After
up,
I spoke with the gentleman, they did mow the front, and they did close that back sliding glass door, and they repaired the barrier on the right side of the property. The left side is completely open.
Okay.
And they didn't mow the back.
Okay.
So they did some, but they...
They haven't done, okay, so the violation is really that they haven't secured the left side and they haven't mowed the back of the yard is what the remaining violation is?
The pool?
The pool is covered.
It's completely covered and empty, okay.
Okay, so they need to do a bit more.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything more from them? Did they call you out for a reinspection or anything?
No.
Okay, so they just did something but didn't bother following up? Okay. All right, what's the city's recommendation on this?
Staff recommendation be find respondent guilty of violating city code section 3495, 82181, 82182, 82512, and 82513. Order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris. 2, secure the residence building as required to prevent all unauthorized entry. 3, respond to repair all required pool barriers to prevent any entry into the pool area as required by the code, and I might mention state law as well. And 4, pay the administrative cost of $125, all within 14 days, failing which the city to do all work, utilizing all means required, with all costs assessed as lien, and a fine of $25 per day per violation. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I will adopt the city's recommendation in my findings. In fact, I'm going to make a specific finding that they have not mowed the backyard and that they have not secured the property on the, is it the left-hand side of the building?
Yes.
So that
in
we can lay it out for them when they get the order,
right.
Specifically what they haven't done, you know, we'll find.
And we would love for them to discuss it with us, then we could tell them firsthand.
Certainly.
But we have their email address, so, you know, maybe we can do some further coordination, but we'd like to secure an order as well.
No, and that's fine. I have no problems issuing the order, but if we include that in the order, at least then it gives them some clue of where they've gone wrong since they're not exactly participating.
And I explained all that to them, so
okay.
He's very well aware
okay.
of the specific problems.
Okay, good. All right. I mean, because I know that they seem to be trying, but they're just not quite there.
That brings us to the next page of agenda. In the next case, COM 110625, City of Ocala versus Elizabeth S. Purdy and Bank of America Home Loans Servicing LP. The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator in this situation. And the location, this is a case brought by Officer Lorraine Kennedy. The location is 2007 Northeast 8th Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure. Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. And section 34141 through 145, definition and maintenance requirements for properties in foreclosure. The parcel ID is 26213-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 5-5-2011 for the NOH and 5-9-2011 for the, we posted the property for the NOH. We did have structurals done on these properties. However, we're not going to proceed to have any structures removed at this point. These properties are deteriorated but not dilapidated and just require maintenance to preserve them. We have included those structural evaluations. We've also included additional correspondence of the SunBiz report, a less pendants, and the findings of fact in the first case and the affidavit of compliance in the first case, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code as stated. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to resolve the violations through the respondent have failed and the violations remain. I do have copies of the photographs for you at the end of your presentation. You'll see that we're overgrown there. We're unsecured right there at that door. People are going underneath that section there and gaining entry into the residence. We have had notification that there's been transient activity there in the past. We're still a little out on permits as well for some of the structures that are involved here. Of course, you can see that the back structure, I guess what we would refer to as a mother-in-law's house or a barn, what have you, was unsecured. We have loads of tires piled up out there and junk and debris. The city did respond previously to this location, and if you notice at the bottom of page 5, the photographs did bolt and secure one window up.
Okay.
However, they've found other ways to get in there now.
Okay.
Staff has a recommendation, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify.
Okay. And this is, and we've previously found the owner of the property in violation?
Both of these, the respondents, the owner and BAC Home Loans Servicing.
Okay.
And we have a copy of the previous order.
Okay.
Included in the case file. I believe it's on page... starting on page 6.
Okay. And Officer Kennedy, this is the situation of that property?
Pardon me?
What's the situation of this property here?
Everything that's been listed, it's unsecured, it's vacant, it's overgrown, it's got junk and debris. It's right on 24th Street,
okay.
Which is, a, you know, yeah, 8th Avenue. So it's a busy road, and it's just looks very bad.
Okay. Okay. And as far as the Dater's building, what is the city looking to do for that?
We're wanting to get it resecured.
Okay.
Like we did before.
Okay, so we just want to secure.
That's part of our staff recommendation.
Okay. All right, let's go to the staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation, we find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3495, 34141 through 145. 82181 and 82182 is a repeat violator per chapter 162.04 of the Florida statutes. Order to 1, cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris. 2, register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance. 3, secure the residence buildings as required to prevent unauthorized entry. And 4, pay the administrative cost of $125 all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day. And the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. I'll adopt the city's recommendation.
That brings us to the next case on the agenda, COM 110669, City of Ocala versus Catherine Ferrer. And our basic case, because this loan was originally by SunTrust and then was assigned to NationStar, we're going to go with Kathleen Ferrier and NationStar Mortgage LLC.
Okay.
But we did notice the other entities as well.
Okay. But you're looking for an order against NationStar and Kathleen?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is a case that's similarly situated as the previous one in foreclosure. This is City of Ocala versus Catherine Fraser and NationStar Mortgage LLC, a case brought to us by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The location within the city is 724 Northeast 12th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. The parcel ID is 2614-017-001. Legal service was obtained on 5-11, 12, and 13, 2011 for the NOH to the bank and the agent, the banks and the agent. We posted the property on 5-10, 2011 for the NOH. Additional correspondence provided is a copy of the list pendants, the mortgage assignment, and the SunBiz reports for all three entities. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code is stated. Additional investigation revealed there has been a list pendants filed with the clerk of the courts and the banks were added to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to resolve the violations through the respondents have failed and the violations remain. I do have a staff recommendation and we do have some photographs in the case file that indicate the condition out there, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify to these photographs if required.
Okay, and Officer Kennedy, that's how the property is currently?
Yes.
Okay, the photographs, all right, that's great. Then I will adopt the city's recommendation in this matter.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, at the bottom of page, or I believe it may be on your page 5. Not positive. I'm working with an older agenda.
Sure.
COM 110290, the City of Ocala versus United Equities Inc. Trust and Tom Houston, agent for them. (Clears throat) This is a case brought by Officer Dwayne Thomas and also Officer Robert Spears took some photographs here in Dwayne Thomas's absence. And he can attest to the situation out there at this time. City of Ocala versus United Equities, Inc. The location within the city is 220 Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2853-028-002. Legal service was obtained on 5-13 and 14-2011 for the NOV and the NOH. We posted the property on 2-25-04 and 04-29-2011 for the NOV. We've been working, attempting to get this resolved since beginning part of February. And we also included an NOH on 5-12-2011. Any licenses required would be a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the violation of the city's code as stated above. Part of the complaint involved the fact that transients are illegally living in the unsecured residence as well. Additional investigation revealed that there has been a less pendants filed with the clerk of the courts and the mortgage holder was included in this case. Officer Thomas started working with the respondents in February 2011. This property and residents are significantly contributing to the slum and blight of this neighborhood. Excuse me. And all attempts to have the respondent correct this violation prior to this hearing date have been unsuccessful. I have included copies of the photographs here. We also have, you can see we've got harvesting of copper wires beginning there. We've got several structural conditions present on the property with foundations dropping, what have you. Here are some graffiti. Roof separations. We have had some information from this respondent that they have obtained a demolition permit.
Okay.
And a contractor to do that demolition.
Okay.
But in light of the amount of time it's been taking to get things done in this case, we want to secure an order.
Okay.
To ensure a timeline and an efficient method of handling this situation, which is obviously causing a lot of problems for not only the city, but for the neighbors in the area.
Has a demolition permit been pulled?
Did you find a demolition permit, or just that they told you they had?
They applied for a demo permit.
Yeah. And the way that works, sure, is there's about 20 different agencies that the demo permit has to go through. TECO, utilities, water and sewer, the phone company. Everybody has to sign off that they can take care of this. Okay. And so, therefore, we've fashioned our staff recommendation around their ability to get that done.
Okay.
And I would also have Officer Spears testify that he took these photographs.
Okay.
On 5-23, I believe.
Officer Spears, is this the condition of the property in violation of the city codes?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
Staff recommendation?
Who are we looking to get an order against? I'm just trying to follow that.
In this case, it's going to be the property owner themselves, okay, because they've already done the foreclosure and what have you.
Okay.
And it's now listed in their name.
Okay. And so who is that exactly?
United Equities, Inc.
Okay. So that's who the order is going to be against.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, there's just several names in the present.
I know.
In the material. Sorry, I was just trying to figure
out. To be honest with Your Honor, I would have pursued this as a repeat violator if they still had the previous respondent's name in there, but they removed him from the deed and they've got it all in their own name now.
Okay.
So it's their bailiwick.
Okay. All right. I just wasn't quite clear who we were fighting against.
Sure.
I just wanted to be that. Okay. So
staff recommendation, we find respondent guilty of violating city code section 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And three, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, well, I will adopt the city's recommendation for this case.
In this next case, we'd be proceeding as a repeat violator as well. This is COM 110444, City of Ocala versus Nakier Enterprises, Inc. This is a location within the city at 2015 North Pine Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. It's a case brought by Officer James Bowe with City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. It's violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 25424-000-000. Legal service was not obtained because all certified mail has been returned. Okay. We posted the property on 4/27/2011 for the NOH, and we posted the property on 5/23/2011 for another additional NOH.
Okay.
For as additional correspondence, we have list pendants times two for two separate banks, which we've been told by the banks that those have now been dismissed. The case that those list pendants were referring to have been dismissed.
Okay.
We've included SunBiz reports for the corporation, and we have included a previous case qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Officer Vo located this property and found it in violation of city's code and that it's overgrown. Additional investigation revealed there are two less pendants filed against this property. However, a respondent informed he has filed for bankruptcy, which stayed the less pendants. It's our understanding that the bankruptcy has also been resolved at this point.
Okay.
This is the 12th case against this respondent. The last case was attached, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Voter to resolve this violation with the respondent have failed, and the violations remain. I'd point out that we have another case pending against this person who's gone to a notice to remove nuisance, which will just take our action against them on another gas station on Silver Springs Boulevard in the 2200 block. They called us on the phone and asked for additional time. I mean, we've been trying to get this resolved for many months now, of course. Staff has a staff recommendation, and we've included photographs in the presentation for you to view.
They called it this case, or they called it another case?
Well, it's interesting because they didn't sign for any of their paperwork there either, but they did call the city asking for additional time in the other case.
But not this case?
But not this case.
Okay.
You'll see that this is
it's
very bad. We need to get in there and get this taken care of.
Okay. All right.
The staff, Officer Vo is here if you'd like for him to testify to these photographs.
Okay. Officer Vo, is this the condition of the property?
Yes, there it is.
Okay, and it's in violation of the city code?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. What's the city's recommendation?
Staff recommendation be find respondent guilty. Violating code section 3495 as a repeat violator per chapters 16204 of the Florida statutes. Order to one, cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris. Two, pay the administrative cost $125 within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day in the city to complete the work utilizing any means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, I'll adopt the city's recommendation.
I would point out for the record that the respondent has not shown up today.
Okay.
And I believe that concludes our case presentations. If we could move on to the petitions.
Okay.
COM 100377 has already been resolved, so we'd go to COM 110083. I have a copy of the petition and the previous findings of fact in this case. In this petition, the city would agree to 90 days extension of the previous order, and then, of course, with the caveat that they could apply for another petition to readdress this tribunal or the code enforcement board for additional time.
Okay, so they're asking
for 180 days
to complete the
However, I would point out, this case has already been resolved, of course, as far as an order. We have secured an order to demolish the property. I would point out that this property is significantly contributing to the slum and blight of this neighborhood that it's in, and that the entire roof is caved in on this property. So we want to hold them to a little, it's our intention to try and hold them to a tighter time frame than what they are requesting here. They want 6 months, and we think that they could get something started to show us and to show the magistrate or the code board that they are working towards getting something. Of course, if they pull a building permit to get some work done, they'll have 6 months to take action to get their first inspection before that expires.
Does not meet current building code.
But we would like to them, for them to get to that stage quicker than 6 months because of the condition of the property.
Okay. Well, the first of April, they were ordered to obtain a building permit within 30 days.
Which they weren't able, they did not do.
Okay. Do we know when Florida Low Income Housing Associates, Inc. took possession or bought it?
They told us that they took possession of this property just prior to the previous
order.
Code board meeting, yes.
Okay. So they just got it. Okay. And they're, so are they, well, are they looking for 180 days to, I mean, have you had
a
conversation?
They just want 180 days extension to the previous order, which required them to get a permit.
Well, they're saying 180 days to complete process and commence construction.
The city would stand in opposition to that.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out what they're after, that's all. All right, so the city, I'm assuming we've already cleaned up and removed the junk and debris.
No, sir, they haven't.
Okay, the city hasn't either.
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and so they're asking, all right, well, what I will do is I will extend, I'll give them 30 days from today's date to obtain a building, to cut and clean up their property, properly removing junk and debris, and to obtain a building permit.
So essentially a 30-day extension.
Is the city amenable to that? Give
yes,
them 30
sir.
Days to go ahead and get another new permit, the same conditions.
Yes, sir. And of course, if they obtain a permit,
then they
we're
get
all
a,
good.
They get 180 days to go
yes,
figure
sir.
Out how to do it. I
yes,
understand.
Sir.
Okay, so I don't quite know how to word that, but we'll extend this order for 30 more days.
Yes, sir.
How about we do that?
That'll work.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, so I've got it right. Okay. So I'm just thinking how to do this here. The response.
I think you've nailed it. We'll be able to transcribe that for you. Into
well,
a
maybe they have me right on this here. The respondent
okay.
is granted 30 additional days to comply with the original order.
There you go.
All right, and maybe somebody could bless these folks with the, what's today? Today's the 24th?
26th.
25th.
26th.
Oh, 26th, okay. May is flying by. Okay. And maybe somebody bless them with that. If they can get the permit, then they get 180 days to move forward. Okay.
That would bring us to our next petition. If you're prepared for that one.
Sure.
This individual has an past due occupational license or business tax, as it's now referred to. The city would agree to a $250 reduction of the fine. So he'll still pay his original business tax fee
okay.
plus interest that's required by state. It's 2%, 10%, something like that. But we would reduce the $250 automatic fine that goes in after January 31st
okay.
to zero.
Okay. So
and that's in light of the fact that this is the first time he's been late on paying his business tax, the fact that we don't have a previous history in that regard, and the fact that it's consistent with what the magistrate has done in the past and what, consistent with what our code enforcement board does for
sure.
First violations of this.
Okay. Okay, so what we're going to say is the $250 fine is
removed,
provided.
And you generally offer 10 days or reverse.
Responded, clears the violation, or, I mean.
Obtains his business tax certificate.
Obtains the business tax certificate within 10 days. How's that? Okay. All right.
Having said that, that'd bring us to old business on the agenda.
Okay.
And old business, the city would refer to as a consent agenda for non-compliance hearing.
Right.
I can attest that in the four cases that are listed there, COM 110045, COM 110161, COM 110336, and COM 110369, we have affidavits of non-compliance of the previous board order. We would respectfully request a motion to adopt the previous orders in these cases.
Okay.
And proceed with them.
All right, I'll do so.
I would point out that no one is here
okay.
to represent themselves in these cases.
Okay.
Having said that, the City of Ocala would respectfully request a motion to accept all testimonies, evidence, and presentations given this morning in this hearing into the record.
Okay, I will do so. And,
and that concludes my presentation.
Okay, is there anything else? Okay, if not, we will adjourn.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you.